The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, on Taoiseach Micheál Martin has spoken after the death of a man following a shoplifting incident in Dublin city centre over the weekend.
Well, first of all, my deepest sympathies go to his family and to the wider Congolese community. The situation will have to be thoroughly investigated and needs to be thoroughly investigated. I don't want to prejudice the outcome of that investigation, but I think a lot of people are clearly very, very concerned about what has transpired here.
So Eve Sakila was pursued by security personnel on Henry Street at the weekend. Let's get more on this now with Conor Lally, who's security and crime editor of the Irish Times. Conor, thank you for being with us this morning. So just take us through what we know about what happened here.
Yeah, so as you say, Claire, this did, center on an allegation that Eve Sakila had been involved in shoplifting in a store on Henry Street. So all of this unfolded after 5 p.m. last Friday. It appears that he was under suspicion for shoplifting. He went outside the store and he was then pursued down Henry Street by a group of security guards. Now, as we understand it, as he fled, he bumped off an elderly man who was in his 80s. He was basically sent flying to the ground. He was quite badly injured in that incident. And then a group of security guards caught up with Eve Sakila and essentially held him down, pinned him to the ground for quite some time. The Gardaí were alerted. And while the group of security guards were waiting on the guards to arrive, they maintained their, I suppose, position, pinning down Eve Sakila face down on the ground in the middle of Henry Street as a lot of people looked on. And what is going to happen now is that, I guess, the kind of force and, you know, the level of force that was used to keep him there pending the arrival of the guards, that will be a centre point of the inquiries now underway. And then when members of the guards then eventually arrived, we understand that Eve Sakila was handcuffed for a very brief period. And then the Gardaí realised that he, you know, was quite unwell. They took the handcuffs off him. They then performed CPR on him. And then he was taken to hospital. And sadly, he was pronounced dead there on Friday evening. So, you know, very sad scenes. And of course, all of it was captured on video because there was a lot of people passing by, taking out their phones. And some of those videos have been shared on social media. So this will be distressing, obviously, for his family and for other people to watch as this incident unfolded.
So the investigation then, is it being led by the Gardaí or what other investigations are underway?
Yeah, so certainly the Gardaí are carrying out an inquiry and they've appealed for witnesses to come forward. So the guards on Store Street are investigating that. FITRU, which is essentially the Garda Oversight Agency, is also carrying out an inquiry and its staff attended the scene on Friday. Now, the reason why it's involved is because it will investigate any incident where a member of the public has been seriously injured or died at or around the time they have been in contact with Garda members. Now, obviously, Eve Sakila was handcuffed by the Gardaí in the period before he died. So FITRU will be involved for that reason. Anytime particularly Gardaí use force on a person and then there's an issue then later, FITRU will obviously be involved in that. They will be carrying out an investigation into that. So I guess it's an unusual case in that you've got, on the one hand, you've got a Garda inquiry ongoing, you've got a FITRU inquiry ongoing. The results of the post-mortem and, you know, further analysis of what the post-mortem says and, you know, tests like toxicology results and so on, they will all be very important in the inquiry because exactly how this man died and what particular injuries or what particular problems brought about his passing, I think that's going to be the key thing here in this case.
Okay, members of the Congolese community are having a vigil today in Dublin City Centre and News Talk will be reporting on that throughout the day. Conor, thank you for bringing us the latest. We did ask the Department of Justice for a statement. They said that because the incident is the subject of active investigations, they're unable to comment on the matter. They say, though, anyone who has information or video footage, and we know that, as Conor has explained to us, there is video footage of this incident. If you have that, you're being urged to contact the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111 or indeed any Garda station.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.